My name is Zach Garnett, and I will be reading poetry from Wilhelmina Gherkin, titled James Joyce's Love Letters to the Disney Princesses. Snow White. The innocence of her youth over 7 days of the moon's phases in the balcony of Castle Gardens. The bulb of her flowers, her annual perseverance in the dirt of the earth, the strength in deciduous maturity, her opposition to the ericaceous, a feathered maiden in the invariability of her petals and variability of her natures, perennial and annual, the yield of her fruit and her nectar, the dizziness of her scent, the propagation of her song over the course of the day from dew to dusk, her fruitfulness in winter and her purity in spring, her ever-bearing crop, her ability to grow, to fertilize, to feed, to enamor with beauty and with perfume, the bouquet of her colors in a haze closing in, out, up, over, the scent of her fibers, the sound of her steps, the sound of her voice, the blossom of her pupils nearing amidst the setting sun. Sleeping Beauty. Her power to emit insomnia from the late to wee hours beside her, her appearance in dreams both REM and circadian, her synchronization with the sun and the moon, her ultradian and infradian perfection, her subtle rhythms both endogenous and exogenous over the course of the sun cycle, her invasion of thoughts between first and second, her powers of resurrection from lethargy, fatigue, distress, jet lag, insomnolence, and exhaustion, the hallucinatory tendencies when in absence, the hypnagogic, surreal, delusional, hallucinogenic visions in abundance, her beauty in hypersomnia, her attraction both daytime and nocturnal, her timely control of the aviatic, the owls, and the birds, the lull of her pull, her jurisdiction over serotonin, her influence over inertia, her journey from somnipathy to somnambulism and into my arms. The Little Mermaid. Her status as necessity and constituting over 3/4 of my body like the unsaturated zone, the distillation of her substances, the ephemeral stream of her hair, the color of the late sun's reflection, her efficacy of erosion of the blackest soils, corrosion of the most impenetrable walls, her capacity to kill in drought of and drown in flood of her love in parts per billion, her rapid rate of infiltration by hydraulic conductivity, her hydrologic cycle in tandem to the beat of my heart, her static neutrality between acidity and alkalinity, her variable and ubiquitous precipitation in times of stress, the simplicity of her chemical structure, the integrity of her parts when untouched by human pollutants, her prominence as lifeblood in those who know her, the mammalian obsession of tracking her in desolate lands and remembering her traces, her states of tempest and of calm, her states of brilliance to sparkle, to glow, to flow, to shine, to rush, to wash, to flush, to mystify in motions of spree and crash from tropical isles to altitudinous Peruvian alluvial soils and the floodgates of my heart. Cinderella. Her habitation of all spaces of my sphere by crawl, by fly, by walk, by run, under my skin like spiders, her anthropodial crawl, over it like 5 feet from a bear, the protrusions of a post-plucked goose by pilometer reflex, the fascination of her behaviors, prokaryotic and eukaryotic, her separation from classification as simian megafauna by distinction as Cinderella, queen of kingdom Animalia, the illogical loss of all zoological instincts around her, the evolution of her anatomy, its features extinct and extant, her compassion held constant by captivity to release, the magnetic draw of her call when courting, when mundane, when musical, her rejection of domestication, proof and manifestation of endosymbiotic theory, the parasite to an eager host, at first slowly, an inch, by second, a morsel, by third, the consumption of the whole, life, love, and the last universal common ancestor. Belle. Her renown as the window to the soul, an escape from the world, the breadth of her knowledge obvious and hidden, her triumph over censorship, the range of her personality from romance to adventure to fiction to fact, her covers and her contents, chapters and pages, ideas and diction, the power to inspire, to rouse, to break, to inflict sorrow and pain, to make laugh and cry, her edition as limited, first and lost, her beauty and style both extravagant and simple, from Humbert to Holden, respectively, Belle, son of my skin, love of my life, mon air, mon coeur, the link of my lips taking a spree of one step from the labia to the lingua on one at the tongue. She was Belle, plain Belle, from dawn to dusk, standing 5'5" in flats. She was illiterate, but she read a lot. She knocked me out, to tell you the truth. She damn near killed me, she really did.